We hear again from the gospel reading appointed, Matthew 5. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven, but whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." In the name of Jesus. If you want to know how to be a Christian, Jesus will tell you how to do that. To be a Christian, be salt to the world. Salt brings taste and seasoning. In a world filled with rot, the world teaching, as we sometimes even see, young women how to be objects, teaching young men how to grasp according to your desire, a world tempting to envy and grab after the wealth of others, and tempting others to tear down their neighbors. In a world filled with this despising of neighbor, you be salt, bring health. You are the salt of the earth, says Jesus, Matthew 5:13. To be a Christian, be light. A world relishing the lie, a world run by secret conversations and things done in the dark, be light. You are the light of the world, says Jesus, Matthew 5:14. If we want to be a Christian, Jesus will tell us how to do it. Men of strength, men not living in cowardice or fear, Jesus shows us how. Let people see your good work, says Jesus, and that will give glory to your Father in heaven, Matthew 5:16. So every sermon will now be in danger of ending up being about methods and regulations of how to be salt, and procedures and strategies for how to let your light shine, and constant lists and rules for how to let people see your good works. Every sermon will be in danger of ending up being, in short, how, if you're a Christian, the law is your method, your rule, your procedure, your strategy, your guide for life. If we want to be a Christian, Jesus will tell us how. Why don't we just start by taking our Bibles and writing in big red letters on the front of it, "Rule Book for Life," and we're off to the races. I did not come to abolish the law, said Jesus, Matthew 5:17. But then this, not an iota, said Jesus, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Matthew 5:18. If you want to live by the law, you better be ready to live by the law, the whole law. No iota left out, no dot missing. I tell you, said Jesus, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. The scribes and Pharisees, we know them. They are the teachers of the law. They kept every iota and dot. Or at least they thought they did, or they pretended they did. But you better be better than them, says Jesus. If you're going to live by the law, you better surpass the scribes and Pharisees. They better be in your rearview mirror. Every iota, every dot, the whole law, nothing left out, or you might as well keep none of it. Love God with your whole heart. Love neighbor as yourself. And it better be full blast. The whole enchilada. Nothing left out, or you might as well do nothing. The law is that full that demanding, that all-encompassing. Who can do it? Can the Apostle Paul do it? Not if you look at his hands and see the innocent blood of Stephen on them. Can King David do it? Not if you look into his palace and see the great sin of his multiple wives. Can the Apostle John do it? Not if you read the account of him arguing about how he would be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Can St. Augustine do it? Not if you read the words by his own hand in his book of Confessions. Who can do it? Not anyone who can look at himself in the mirror and remember even a fraction of the time that he thought of himself before his neighbor. No one can do it. We know this. Our lives testify to it. No one can but one. And that is what Jesus is teaching. While the scribes and Pharisees are teaching you how to live under the law, Jesus says, do not think that I have come to abolish the law of the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Matthew 5:17. The law, Jesus came to accomplish it. It is all completed in him. That's the cross. Later, after Jesus ascends to heaven, after he sent forth the apostles to proclaim this gospel, the apostle Paul proclaims to the Christians in Corinth, who are being tempted, they're being attacked by the teachers of the law, trying to put them back under the law. Paul proclaims to these Christians in Corinth, when I came to you, brothers, I did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 2. Why didn't Paul proclaim to the Corinthians a better way to keep the law, maybe even better than the teachers of the law were teaching them? Why didn't he teach the methods and systems of a Christian life? He knew how to. He was trained up as a teacher of the law, as a chief Pharisee. He knew the law inside out, every iota, every dot, every which away. When I came to you, I knew nothing among you except Christ and him crucified. Because the cross is the keeping of the law. The cross is the full accomplishment of the law. On the cross is the only one who has truly loved God the Father with his whole mind and whole soul and whole heart, and loved his neighbor more than himself. The cross is him loving his neighbor, loving you and me and our children, even to the point of his own death. The cross is him shedding the blood to atone for your failure of law and mine. We are those who proclaim him who kept every iota, every dot of the law, even to his own death on the cross. We are those who, as Paul says, know nothing except Jesus Christ and him crucified. We are those who do daily hear the law as we should. And there we see not a way to justify ourselves, but daily see our sin, putting the old man of sin to death in repentance. We are those who, in a world of law, in a world where people are forever coming up with new systems of law and new methods of how to live an effective or a victorious life, a life of lofty speech and impressive wisdom to our world, we are those who speak in the weakness and even in trembling, Paul says, giving thanks for the gospel and proclaiming nothing except Jesus Christ and him crucified, so that our faith rests not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And the power of God, if we want to know what that is, we look at the man hanging on the cross. Because the power of God is the forgiveness of sins unto life everlasting. In the name of Jesus, amen.